Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. You've probably noticed that we have a new introduction. I'm not sure whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, but if you have some opinion about it, ship me an email to feedback@howtomatter.net. Even if we've never been specifically told this, I think down inside we all kind of have the feeling that wisdom comes with age, that the older you are, the wiser you are. Now, we know that that's not necessarily true. Some old people are anything but wise. But nonetheless, if you're going to get wise, probably it requires a certain amount of time, a certain number of years. So the older you get, the wiser you get, assuming you're going to get wise at all. I was tossing this idea around with James, and of course, as usual, he had some thoughts on the topic. Let's hear what James had to say about the whole notion that growing old and growing wise are somewhat contiguous, that they go together, that one leads to the other. James, what do you think about that?
It would be interesting to know the exact point when one becomes old. Sure, Mark Twain said, age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Even so, Henry Emile did have a point when he said, to know how to grow old is the masterwork of wisdom, and one of the most difficult chapters in the great art of living. Without knowing when old is, you might never get around to the masterwork of wisdom. Now just how disappointing would that be, finding out that you were already old and had missed out on your wisdom work? Fortunately, there are a few hints about when old starts, although identifying the exact point may not be possible. For example, John Barrymore thought, a man is not old until regrets take the place of dreams. Oliver Wendell Holmes believed, old age is 15 years older than I am. Henry David Thoreau also hinted at the answer, none are so old as those who have outlived enthusiasm. H.L. Mencken suggested knowing when to start your wisdom work may not have anything to do with old, anyway. The older I grow, the more I distrust the familiar doctrine that age brings wisdom. Tom Wilson seemed to agree, wisdom doesn't necessarily come with age. Sometimes age just shows up all by itself. Sure, that's a pretty scary prospect. But Kurt Vonnegut hit on what the most alarming part of this old thing really is. True terror is to wake up one morning and discover that your high school class is running the country.
James, my friend, I'm going to give you lots of points for being clever. There's no question about that. You are a clever person, or voice, or whatever it is you actually are. Nonetheless, I don't think I know a whole lot more about becoming wise, about developing wisdom, than I did before I listened to what you had to say. I certainly understand that we're going to move on. We're going to become increasingly responsible people, hopefully at least, whether we become wise or not. But I get the impression that wisdom is either going to come or is not going to come, and there's not a whole lot we can do about that. There's no way we can make it happen, so to speak. Nonetheless, thanks for being clever. After listening to James, I did kind of come to the conclusion that maybe the goal is not so much whether we become wise or whether we don't become wise. The goal is something in the area of becoming comfortable with our space, becoming comfortable with who we are. It got me to thinking that maybe when we become bogged down in these philosophical musings, our contemplation of the meaning of life, or whatever it is we're doing, perhaps the solution has something to do with a beer and a pizza. If nothing else, that might get us into a more comfortable space somewhere where we don't have to concern ourselves too much about whether or not we're becoming wiser as time goes on. I mentioned this to Ava, and as might be expected, she had some thoughts about that. Ava, what do you think about maybe just having a beer and a pizza and smoothing the edges a little?
The harsh, useful things of the world, from pulling teeth to digging potatoes, are best done by men who are as starkly sober as so many convicts in the death house, but the lovely and useless things, the charming and exhilarating things, are best done by men with, as the phrase is, a few sheets in the wind, H.L. Men can certainly lay it out that drink is a good news, bad news opportunity. Sure, it depends, but there definitely are pros and cons. The famous Anonymous said, the first thing in the human personality that dissolves in alcohol is dignity, but Robert Louis Stevenson said, wine is bottled poetry. Johann Christoph Friedrich von Schiller said, when the wine goes in, strange things come out, but Frank Sinatra said, I feel sorry for people who don't drink. When they wake up in the morning, that's as good as they're going to feel all day. Even Shakespeare weighed in on the thumbs downside, oh God, that men should put an enemy in their mouths to steal away their brains, that we should, with joy, pleasance, revel, and applause, transform ourselves into beasts. But no less an authority than Dave Barry put in his 2 cents worth on the other side of the debate, without question, the greatest invention in the history of mankind is beer. Oh, I grant you that the wheel was also a fine invention, but the wheel does not go nearly as well with pizza. Let's give Homer Simpson today's last word on the topic. Beer is the cause and solution to all of life's problems. Cheers.
Okay, we've listened to James, and he's certainly clever and has passed along some pretty interesting kinds of tidbits, although I don't really think that he's helped expand my wisdom too much, and perhaps he's not expanded yours all that much either. The same is in some ways true for Ava, although her ideas at least have the benefit of being a little more interesting. They sound like a little more fun. So, what have we learned? Have we increased our wisdom? I certainly want to make a difference to you because you certainly make a difference to me. So, has all of this made any difference? I think there may be one point that is worth some thought. James helps us understand that there are varying ways to think about wisdom, and when all is said and done, either it will come or it won't. Ava helps us understand that there are various ways to get into our space, depending on what space we want to get into right now. And we get to decide, we get to choose what helps us feel most comfortable in our space. The important thing for me then is to understand that when all is said and done, you're in charge of you. You're in charge of what works for you, what's important to you, what makes a difference to you. The best I can do is to listen, learn, and to respect your choices, your decisions, your perspective. Thus, when we want to make a difference with people who make a difference to us, the key is to understand and to at least initially assume the other person's perspective, the other person's perspective on life, wisdom, and on beer and pizza, of course. From there, we move on down the road. But the key is that we move on down the road together. Maybe we'll get wise, maybe our wisdom will increase, and maybe not. But either way, we can certainly enjoy the pizza and maybe even have a beer on the side.
I hope you found this episode of How to Matter helpful as you pursue making a difference with people who make a difference to you. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.